Dear friends, today we celebrate Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. Why Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion? Because the Lord's Passion, that is the Lord's suffering and death, is victorious, it is glory, it is resurrection, it is life, it is salvation. And palm, of course the word palm, you know, comes from the word palm. That's why don't fold your palms, better have it original palm. Because palm symbolizes victory, a glory, resurrection, life, salvation. That's why when you go home, you put the palms next to the crucifix, not an empty cross, crucifix with the body of Christ, and you put the palm there, just like we do now right in front of you, to show that the death, the suffering and death of Jesus Christ is victorious, glorious, resurrection, life, and salvation. That's why we celebrate Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion in Latin. That is the original words. Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. And that is why you look at the readings today. All the readings tell us that the Passion of the Lord is victorious. It is glorious. Resurrection, life, salvation. And palm symbolizes all that. The palm symbolizes all that. You look at the Gospel. This Gospel tells us that the Passion of the Lord is victory and glory. The Gospel tells us that on that day when Jesus was condemned, Pontius Pilate and Herod, they were enemies. But because of the Passion of Jesus, they were reconciled. They were at peace. They became friends. The message is very clear. The suffering and death of Jesus reconcile us with one another. Make peace with one another. Without the Passion of Jesus, without the resurrection, without the Holy Spirit, we are enemies of each other. We cannot be reconciled. We cannot make peace. Again, the Gospel tells us, because of the Passion of Jesus, the suffering and death of Jesus, Barabbas, the murderer, was set free. Jesus was condemned to die in his place. Barabbas, the murderer, was set free. There is no justice. There is only mercy and love and forgiveness and salvation from God. So in the same way, because of the suffering of death of Jesus, you and me are set free from sin and death. Again, the Gospel tells us, because of the Passion of Jesus, the criminal went to heaven on the day he died with Jesus. The criminal went to heaven on the day he died with Jesus. That was the promise of Jesus. Today you will be with me in paradise. Again, the good news is very clear. You and I go to heaven because of the death and suffering of Jesus. This is why I say the palm is a sign of victory, glory, resurrection, life, salvation. Again, the Gospel tells us, the centurion, a pagan, not a Jew, a pagan, when he saw what happened to Jesus, he believed in Jesus. He said, this is a great and good man. In other words, the death of Jesus does not only save the Jews, but the death of Jesus saves also the pagan. It saves the whole world, including you and me. Again, victory, not only for the Jews, but for all peoples on earth. People of the past, people of present like you and me, and people of the future. And finally, the Gospel says very clearly, the Gospel says, the crowd, after seeing what had happened, they went home beating their breast. Don't forget, it's the same crowd who say, set Barabbas free, crucify Jesus. It's the same crowd who crucified Jesus. But when they saw the deeper meaning of Jesus' life, that is for their love and salvation, they repented. They went home beating their breast. In other words, not only the whole world will be saved, but even the Jews who crucified Jesus will also be saved. Such is the power of God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. The devil must lose 100%. The devil must not lose 99.9%. Because God is almighty, and His love is almighty. His mercy is almighty. His forgiveness is almighty. And His salvation is almighty. Some people, of course, cannot accept it. But to accept the good news, you need faith. And that's why St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 11, at the end, even the Jews who rejected Jesus, who crucified Jesus, will also be saved. Will also be saved. Such is the power of God's love, the power of God's merciful love, the power of God's forgiving love, the power of God's saving love. Such is the power of God's love. And that's why I say again, why we celebrate Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion? Because the Lord's Passion is victory and glory. And that is why when you go home, you do what you see in front of you. Put the palm with the crucifix. Because some people, when they see the crucifix of Jesus Christ, the between cross and cross, empty cross is a cross. Crucifix means the body of Christ is there. They don't see the resurrection. They don't see the life. They don't see the victory, the glory. They don't see the salvation. You put a palm there. This is the symbol of victory, glory, resurrection, life, and salvation. That is the meaning of Palm Sunday. And it's not only in the gospel. You look at the first reading the same. The first reading is the third suffering servant song of the four suffering songs of Isaiah. The first reading from Isaiah. Isaiah have four suffering servant songs. This is the third suffering servant song of Isaiah. Vicarious suffering. Suffering on behalf of one another person. Vicarious suffering. Just like vicar general on behalf of the bishop. Vicarious suffering. Suffering on behalf of others. Jesus suffered on behalf of sinners, not on behalf of good people. Jesus suffered on behalf of you and me, behalf of sinners. That's why in the first reading it says, I offer my back to be struck. I offered my cheek to those who pull up my beard. I never cover my face against insult and spittle. But the most important, the first reading tells us, why? Because the Lord will come to my help. God will come to His help. God will not allow Him to be shamed. The Lord will come to my help. The Lord will not allow me to be shamed. In other words, God will save him, and through him, God will save the whole world. That is a suffering servant of God, Jesus Christ. The suffering servant of God, the Father. The responsible psalm tells the same thing. That's why just now we hear very clearly. On the cross, Jesus Christ on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? I have done nothing wrong. My God, why have you forsaken me? But the last stanza, the fourth stanza is important. Why? Because the suffering servant thank and praise God for salvation. Not only for his salvation, for the salvation of the world. Because through him, God saved the whole world. The responsible psalm have four stanzas, 1, 2, 3, 4. Stanza 1, 2, and 3 tells us of the sufferings of Jesus, the sufferings of the suffering servant. But as I say, stanza 4 is most important because it tells us about the salvation of the suffering servant of God, and through him, God saved the whole world. That's why the fourth stanza, he said, thanksgiving and praise to God for salvation. Not only for his own salvation, but of salvation of the whole world. Finally, and most importantly, the second reading also tells us that the passion of the Lord is victorious and glorious. Very familiar text from Philippians. Jesus Christ was God, but he did not count equality with God, he became man. But he became lower than man by accepting death on the cross. But God raised him up and gave him a name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and every tongue shall proclaim, Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All that we hear from the good news, you see in front of you, Though he was God, he became man, he became lower than man by accepting death on the cross. But God raised him up and gave him a name above every name, so that everyone in heaven or on earth must bend their knee at the name of Jesus, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Very clear, very clear. The passion of Christ is victory, glory, resurrection, life, salvation. And the palm leaf symbolizes all this. And that's why, again, when you go home, put the palm next to the crucifix, so that you will know the suffering of death of Jesus Christ leads to resurrection, new life, and salvation. So that we will follow Jesus in his suffering, death, and resurrection. Palm Sunday begins celebration of Holy Week. And Holy Week will climax in the Triduum. Triduum means three. Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. Good Friday, death of Jesus. Holy Saturday, burial of Jesus. Easter Sunday, resurrection of Jesus. But some people ask, why you say Triduum? Because there are four. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, four. No, it's three. Because many people do not know, Good Friday begins on Holy Thursday. Good Friday begins Holy Thursday. Holy Saturday begins evening of Good Friday. Good Friday begins evening of Holy Thursday. Holy Saturday begins evening Good Friday. Easter Sunday begins evening of Holy Saturday. That's why we have the vigil, Easter Vigil Mass, the most important Mass of the whole year. We celebrate Christ's death and resurrection, and baptism, our resurrection, death and resurrection with him. And for all those of us who are already baptized, we'll renew our faith, renew our baptism, and once again, we'll receive the Holy Spirit and die and rise with him to the new life of Easter, never to die anymore. And that is why the Triduum, 3 days, is one celebration. You have to come for all three. There is no meaning if you only come for Holy Thursday, or come for Holy Saturday, or come for only Good Friday. No meaning, because the three in one. That's why you notice, Holy Thursday, after the Mass, the priest does not say, go in the peace of Christ, because it's not finished. The priest will never say, go in the peace of Christ, because it's not finished. It continues in Good Friday. After Good Friday, the priest also never say, go in the peace of Christ, because it's not finished. Only Holy Saturday night, then the priest say, go in the peace of Christ, alleluia, alleluia. Then finish. The three are one celebration. That's why you have to come for all the three. All the three. So that you will die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. So, a holy and a blessed Holy Week to all of you, and a holy and a blessed Easter Triduum to all of you. Amen.